My students against the cemetery pines are writing poems about death and resurrection. That's the assignment, to handle death as an artistic problem. We've worked on it. Last week, Ruby brought the husk of a bird she'd found on the street to class, so we put it on a pedestal and wrote still lives. We've studied Caravaggio's The Entombment of Christ and have written poems based on the structure of lamentation, poems poised with both hands in the air or hands lowered or hands fallen. Today, I showed them doom paintings, the massed dead rising from battlefields and barracks, from the New Jerusalem, from prairies, the sea. I told them there was a lesson there for poets. In not one of them, I said, do the dead have any time for anything else, not the world, not us in these corrupted bodies. And if the dead rose up now, whole and effervescent from under their stones, the four drowned Kozlovsky children in their muddy shoes, my neighbor who died with 5 years of newspapers waiting for the paper drive, I doubt my students would blink. They would write poems in all seriousness because that is what I've taught them. It's what you do with death and its extensions. So this is the assignment. There must be water. There must be lights of some kind. There must be a bird in the poem. Stanza one must be written looking out over the water. It's March, and the ice is shoaled up in waves on the shore. A flock of shovelers has landed in the circle of open water in the middle of the lake. To write the second stanza, I say, don't turn around. Feel the graves behind you, the pines and the ecstatic structure of the dark boughs. Let something rise up immortal and with hands. And when suddenly the literal dead do rise up, my students' backs are turned. They are looking at the water, inventing dark birds and nuns married to Christ, and the dead rise up with no dirt in their mouths, with clean shoes and crystal voices singing, this is it, this is it. And I tell my students to stay focused, to wait for it. Stop. Don't turn around. Say no, it isn't, I tell them. No, 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 no. The first line of stanza three is, no, it isn't.